Good evening and welcome to Courts Today by Live Law. This is your host Urvashi Chauhan bringing you the latest updates on the legal front. This is your go-to source for all things legal. Let us start. Starting with the latest development in the Gyanvapi dispute, the MoS committee has moved the Supreme Court challenging an Allahabad High Court order. In the impugned order, the High Court had said that Places of Worship Act of 1991, which prohibits conversion of religious structures from their status as of independence, does not bar the batch of civil suits filed by Hindu parties which are pending before a Varanasi civil court. These suits filed in 1991 by Hindu worshippers and on behalf of deities seek the right to worship in the Gyanvapi Mosque and the restoration of the temple at the disputed site. The bench of CJI Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra heard the matter today. Senior Advocate Huzaifa Ahmadi, appearing for the MoS committee, submitted that the SLP which was listed today was in relation to the High Court's order holding the oldest suit, that is the 1991 suit, to be maintainable. He said that there were other SLPs filed against the High Court order relating to the subsequent suits which were not listed today. The bench then decided to tag the present matter with the connected matters. The Supreme Court will be hearing the petition filed by a member of Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray faction challenging the Maharashtra Assembly Speaker's refusal to disqualify the MLAs belonging to Eknath Shinde Group. The court agreed to post the same on 7th March. The matter was mentioned for an urgent hearing before the CJI by Senior Advocate Kapil Sibbal representing the petitioner. This special leave petition challenges the Speaker's decision to dismiss disqualification petitions lodged by Uddhav Thackeray Group against the Eknath Shinde Group. The core issue revolves around Speaker's decision that Shinde faction represents the actual Shiv Sena supported by a legislative majority when the factions emerged in June 2022. The Speaker further upheld the validity of the whip appointed by Shinde, asserting no breaches by Shinde Group MLAs. Uddhav Sena urges that this ruling disregards Supreme Court's precedent in Subhash Desai versus Governor of Maharashtra, objecting to the merging of concepts of legislative party and political party. In the latest update on the Muzaffarnagar student slapping case, the state of Uttar Pradesh today informed the Supreme Court that it has complied with the recommendations made by Tata Institute of Social Studies on counseling the other children involved in the incident. The case, as you know, relates to a primary school teacher in Uttar Pradesh's Muzaffarnagar instructing school children to slap their Muslim classmate. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oak and Ujjal Bhuya was hearing a PIL petition filed by activist Tushar Gandhi seeking a proper and time-bound investigation into the incident. If you remember, in November last year, the court had rebuked the state government and its education department for not complying with its earlier orders regarding victims' admission to another school and counselling of all the children involved. Expressing shock at the state's non-compliance, the court had appointed Tata Institute to provide counselling and expert child counsellors. On the last occasion, the court had slammed the state government for not implementing the recommendations relating to the counselling of the other students. During the hearing today, the Uttar Pradesh government informed the court that pursuant to court's orders and in terms of the suggestions made by the Tata Institute of Social Studies, workshops were currently being conducted by one of the recommended organizations and that the workshops would be held until April this year. Another issue raised was regarding reimbursement of travel expenses, which as per the petitioner had been stopped by the state government. Although the court declined to issue a formal order regarding this, the court emphasized that the funds must be disbursed. Additionally, it recommended considering the possibility of partnering with charitable organizations to provide financial support. The hearing was then adjourned to 15th April. The Supreme Court today dismissed former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister and AIADMK leader O. Paneerselvam's challenge to a Madras High Court order by which suo moto revision was initiated against his discharge in a criminal case. In this case, Paneer Selvam was accused of amassing wealth beyond his known sources of income while serving as a minister and chief minister of Tamil Nadu. A preliminary inquiry found evidence leading to a case being filed under Prevention of Corruption Act. A preliminary inquiry was actually conducted by Directorate of Vigilance and Anti-Corruption, that is DVAC, and finding materials to proceed further, a case was registered. Investigation was taken up and sanction to proceed was obtained. However, after the change of government, the DVAC filed a supplementary charge sheet exonerating him and sought to withdraw the prosecution. Further, in 2012, the prosecution withdrew the case and Paneer Selvam was discharged. Having reservations about the order and finding prima facie material, Justice Anand Venkatesh of the Madras High Court initiated a suo motu revision and issued notice to Paneer Selvam. Against this, he moved the Supreme Court. Today, while the SLP was dismissed, the court clarified that the observations in the impugned order shall not have a bearing on criminal revision when it is finally heard. In another update, the Supreme Court today dismissed a PIL petition seeking to digitally monitor all the activities of MPs and MLAs to ensure transparency and to prevent corruption. The petitioner had prayed that all elected representatives without exceptions be digitally monitored and that all policy decisions be taken by majority of all people through digital mode. When the petitioner was told that representatives also have their private life with their families, he responded by saying that those who are touchy about their privacy should not apply for these jobs. Eventually, the bench comprising CJI Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardewala and Manoj Mishra proceeded to dismiss the petition and reminded that a mandamus to seek continuous digital monitoring of elected representatives would be in stark violation of the right to privacy. Self-styled godman Asaram Bapu's challenge against order of Rajasthan High Court rejecting his plea for suspension of sentence on health grounds was dismissed today. You must be aware that the 82-year-old Asaram Bapu is currently serving a life sentence in Central Jail, Jodhpur, after being convicted for a minor's rape. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta was hearing Asaram Bapu's challenge to the High Court order which rejected his fourth application for suspension of sentence, observing that a law and order situation may arise if he is permitted to undergo treatment on his own instead of in police custody. In his plea for bail before the Supreme Court, Asaram Bapu presented a discharge report from AIIMS Jodhpur stating that he requires coronary artery bypass graft surgery and another medical facility which is not accessible in Jodhpur. He emphasized the urgency of his situation, noting that he had been hospitalized at AIIMS Jodhpur 3 times in a 4-month span due to severe chest pain resembling a heart attack. Without commenting on merits in view of his acceptance of the state's proposal to allow treatment in police custody, the court today dismissed his prayer and clarified that Asaram Bapu shall be at liberty to approach the High Court to seek treatment at an Ayurvedic hospital. The court also requested the High Court to expedite the hearing of his appeal against conviction. And lastly, wrestlers Bajrang Punia, Vinesh Fogat, Sakshi Malik and Satyavrat Kadian have moved the Delhi High Court against a circular of Wrestling Federation of India to conduct selection trials for the Senior Asian Wrestling Championships 2024 and Asian Olympic Games Qualifier Wrestling Tournament. The plea seeks a direction on the WFI to cease and desist from conducting the national trials as notified through its circular issued on 26 February. It is the wrestler's case that the central government had issued a circular on 7th January restraining WFI from carrying out any activity and that any championships or competitions organized by it will be treated as unsanctioned and unrecognized competitions. The plea states that as per the circular, only national wrestling championships for various age categories organized under the supervision of IOA-appointed WFI's ad hoc committee will be treated as sanctioned and recognized championships for wrestling under the sports code. The plea also adds that WFI cannot be considered a neutral and impartial organization capable of conducting fair and unbiased national trials for prestigious international sporting events like the Asian Championships and World Championships. Thank you for watching. If you wish to know more details about the cases I mentioned here, you can visit our website at www.livelaw.in. Stay ahead with quick legal updates only on Live Law. Do not forget to like, share and subscribe and support us. You can also support us by donating through the thanks button at the bottom of our videos or consider becoming a member at just 89 rupees per month.